He had a plan. That's what God, see, you read in Ephesians, he had a plan before the foundation of this world. He had a plan. Thank God for God. To regain dominion and at the appointed time, that plan was brought forth through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus came into the earth to take the crown off the head of God's enemy and place it once again on the head of man. That's his purpose in coming. Luke, put up Luke 9, 1 and 2. I'm going to read this from the King James. Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils, and to do what? Cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God. And to do what? Now, they couldn't do that. Jesus had the authority to delegate that authority to those 12 disciples. But you know, nothing happened until they went. Look at verse 6, Luke 6, let me get there. Just look down, I believe verse 6 where I want to go. I just need to get there. And they did what? And they departed and went through where? Town, doing what? Preaching the gospel and what? Healing everywhere. He told them to go. Now listen to what these scriptures are saying now, because this is going to be pertinent to what we're going to say after this. And it's going to be revelation to you. He said, I read verse 1 and 2 again. Then he called. And you know, I've learned that sometimes we go through the scripture too fast and we don't take time to really examine them. We just read it and gone. But we need to hear what he's saying. Because this is so important for you, for me. I'm not up here just to be talking, you know, just another whatever time I have allotted to speak, just up here talking. I have an assignment. I have a purpose. I've been commissioned. And my job is to listen on the inside and make sure I repeat and repeat, reiterate. If it takes 50 times the same script until I know you get it. Hallelujah. And so he said, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils. How many? That meant all demons. Every evil thing that's on this earth, he gave them power and authority over all of them. Right? Over all devils. And to cure what? Diseases. Plural. That means diseases, more than one. Diseases, right? And verse 2 says, so he sent them to do what? The kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Verse 6 says what? And they departed. He sent them. If he has sent them, they just continue to sit there. That means they have been in disobedience. Right? He said, go preach this to the people. He sent them to preach. So they went through the where? Towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Now look what happened in verse 10. Are you still with me? In verse 10 said, and the apostle, when they were returned, told him all that they had done. And he took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. Other word, they said, we did what you said, and this was it, and what he told them to do, it happened. It happened. And I come to tell you, you the same, you in the same family. It's time for you to go. Stuff that's going on in your life, around you, it's time to stop it. Amen. Amen. So, he said, I have given you authority on earth to heal the sick, to cast out devils. You see, this is the key now. I have given you the authority on earth. I want to say this is very important. You hear this. I have given you authority on earth to heal the sick, to cast out demons. You see, it is not your ability, it is not my ability to heal the sick. I want you to listen now, because it's very important. It is mine, says the Lord. But it is when you use your authority on earth, when you say to the sick, be healed in Jesus' name, then I use my ability to get it done. I need to read that again. Because see, if you don't understand this, Satan will try to put pressure on you to do something you're not supposed to do. It's not your ability to heal anybody, but it's your ability to use your authority. And I'm going to make it plain here, because it's no use to just saying something and you won't understand it. Is that right? It's your ability to use your authority here on earth, but it's God's ability to get it done. Am I right? All right. How many of you are drivers in the house? You want to be a driver. on your own automobile. You drive one. You got a license for it. Amen. And because you do, you travel, don't you? Am I right? You travel, right? Have you ever been traveling and there's a roadblock? This little 150-pound, maybe 200-pound, sometimes they're bigger than that. Walk out in the middle of that road with your big old automobile, your fine car, all that power, them horses under the hood. He raised his hand up. And that big old car, you bring it to a screeching halt. You mean to tell me you got the ability to stop that car? No. Ain't no way. If you decided to put your foot in that accelerator, you're knocking clean off that road, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Come on now, wouldn't you? But you ain't gonna do it. You know why? He got authority. And because he have authority, then the government behind him had the ability for you to stop, because you know the consequences if you don't stop. You know what'll happen. Because some fool have tried it. They'll hunt you down. And not only put you in jail, if there's an under jail, they'll throw you under.